want to give credit to our players. They had a great week of practice, and I think the preparation that they put in, the practice, the days that we went out there and worked hard, really paid off today. You know, defense, offense, kicking game was still a little sloppy, certainly, but you know, some of the things that we needed to do, we did. We wanted to try to force Hasselbeck into some tough throwing situations. We thought we had a chance to get some turnovers, and our guys made some plays when they were given the opportunity, and then the offense capitalized on those. So, you know, just real happy, thrilled for our team to, you know, get a good home win in our first home game, and look forward to trying to build on it next week. Yeah, I thought the key was trying to get it into third and under five. I don't know how many of those we had, but it had to be, I bet, 15, 12, 15, somewhere in that neighborhood. We didn't want to play the game in long yardage situations. You never do, but against this team, with the schemes that they used when it was third and 10, third and eight, we felt like it would be especially difficult to convert. So, again, we tried to keep the ball third and two, third and four in that range, and I think that really allowed Kyle to operate in those situations very effectively. We used four receivers on the field a lot in those situations today, and we're able to create some mismatches in the secondary. You know, we didn't really give them a lot of situations where they could really just kind of tee off on us, where Kyle had to hold the ball a long time, you know. When we threw the ball early in the series on first down or second down, we used some play action passes where, you know, we were hoping that the run fake would maybe hold the rush a little bit. And then all the third downs seemed like there were third and three or third and four where, you know, the pass rush really shouldn't matter a whole lot in that situation because, you know, the ball's going to come out pretty quick. So I think that also contributed to the lack of difference that their pass rush would make. And again, I just go back to the guys executed the game plan and got into those third and shorter situations, and we kind of minimized the pass rush. Yeah, we've tossed the ball a little bit out of that formation in the preseason, and then we tossed it again last week. Everybody just seems to flow, obviously, when you toss the ball. They're running to the sideline. We tried it against our defense this week without telling them that it was coming. And our defensive players all said to a man, you got to use that in the game. It's going to work. There's no question about it. And it worked against our defense, so we had confidence in it. And we never go into a game and run a gadget play where we haven't practiced it a number of times. So we practiced it a number of times this week. It worked every time. And I think our players had great confidence that it was going to work today. So they all knew we were going to use it early. And, you know, I was really excited that we got to put it in that situation. I wish Eddie would have scored on it, but you know, we got it in anyway.
You're able to finish. You talked about you do well, the one thing you want to do is finish.
Yep.
What was the key to that today?
Yeah. You know, I think really when we got down into the red area, you know, we ran the ball in a couple. It wasn't easy. And they got a bunch of 325-pound men up there too, you know. So we didn't go backwards, but it took us a few times to get it in there. I think our guys executed in the passing game well down there. Demarius made a nice play against the corner there for the last touchdown, and Eddie made a good play to get it in on the first touchdown. So, you know, they gave us time to throw when we chose to throw down there in the red zone, and our guys were just determined and ultimately got it into the running game. So, again, I think even when you get into the red area, the biggest key is to stay in positive situations, and we were second and three. Second and four, you know, we were down there on the goal line, first and goal at the one, you know, and didn't get deterred because we got stopped once or twice. We still kept at it, and Oshon got it in that last time. So just, you know, we practiced really hard at those situations to try to finish drives, and I thought that was a big key today.
That's a good check, right?
It is. I mean, we ran it twice, and there's other plays on the call sheet, and they were looking over, and Kyle went like this, give it to me again. And I think anytime your quarterback is saying that, you got to trust him to tell the huddle, you know, we're not going to come off the field until we get it in on this. And they knew what play we were running. They knew what play we were running, and they lined up the way they wanted to line up to it. We still got it in, so it feels good.
Nice.
Say it again.
Nice debut for Demarius.
Yes, nice to have him out there finally. He's again. I think you saw a little bit of what we think he can do. He's a big-bodied guy. That, you know, I think the last play they kind of got up there to try to jam him, and he just kind of shrugged the guy off. A couple other times, you know, they played off of him and gave him a lot of space because again, it's a big man that runs fast. So I think he's one of many that made some good plays today. Gaffney was huge on third down. Eddie was big early in the game. You know, Brandon Lloyd seems to make big catch after big catch down the sideline now the last 3 or 4 weeks. You know, so I think we're just going to keep incorporating those guys into the offense. And I'm not really worried about where it's going. I have great confidence in all of them. And Demarius showed that he'll fit in well with that group of guys. Yeah, he's a bigger bodied guy, but he's a good route runner, and I think that's important. I think there's some bigger receivers in this league that really their route tree is very limited, and we've never considered him one of those players. We've always tried to give him as much as he could handle. He's still working off a little bit more limited menu than the other guys because he hasn't been out there as much, but hopefully, if he continues to practice and he continues to get out there and get the work in, that will soon be equal. But I have great confidence in him being able to run a lot of different routes, and he showed that versatility today. I thought they were huge. I mean, obviously, they're down there in the red area, you know, and to come away with a turnover, at that point, you're hoping to stop them for a field goal. And to be able to turn the ball over, and then I don't remember exactly what the exchange was, if we went down and scored on either one of those or one of them, I think. But to change field position, deny points, and then go out there and put a 7 points on them, I think that's really a big thing. It's a huge swing in the game, and anytime you turn the ball over down there in the red zone, you feel like it's a missed opportunity. And you know, we've worked really hard at our red zone defense this year, and is an area we struggled at some last year, and I think our guys have really kind of taken to what we're doing down there, and it paid off today. You know, we got to find a way to pound out more effective yards in a running game. That's not a criticism of anybody. I think that's a team thing. We ran the ball a ton today. I just don't know. You know, we weren't you know, as effective as we'd like to be. But I think they kept Kyle Orton clean. They allowed him time to throw the football, and they didn't allow too many negative runs. And you know, had a couple plays on some screen plays. They got out there and made some key blocks for Demarius, Noshon, a couple of those plays. So you know, those guys, they're working hard. They know it's not the same five every week, but that doesn't seem to hurt. You know, their effort and the way that they go about practicing. And I think the longer we play, the better they're going to be.
Can I go back to play 5?
The Noshon.
Yep. Would you characterize it?
I would say that when you have – that's a point in the game, I think, as a team, when you're up 7 early in the game and you have an opportunity, whether we ran that play or not, we had an opportunity to go in and try to make it a 2-score game early in the game. And I think you have some urgency at that point to really try to finish that drive and make it either a 10-0 or 14-0 game. So to be able to run that play in that situation, it was perfect. Really was, you know, in terms of the timing, the score, the situation, where we wanted to run it on the field. It was about exactly where we wanted to run it on the field. Also, the right hash mark. I mean, it kind of set up exactly the way we wanted it, and our guys executed it.
What do you call it?
Toss 238 Gator throwback. See, it's too long for you to write in your column.
All right.
Is that it? Thank you.